You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today. This is Chuck's Favorite Things. I'm so glad you're with me. Today is Thursday, August, what is it, the 18th? Yeah. Moving on quickly. And I've been sharing with you a lot. Well, I just started last week, so it can't be a lot. But I've been sharing with you some meditation scriptures and music that I've come up with. Let me go back in time a little bit, okay? About 20 plus, maybe 25 years ago, 30 years ago, a friend of mine down in Florida, Dan McCraw, I think his name was McCraw, and he was a musician, traveling artist, worship pastor, evangelist, preached, sang, played the piano wonderfully, just a great guy. Had his own studio down in Florida. I never got to go see it, I don't think. But had him at our church in Alabama, and I knew him from several different places. Just a great guy. Well, at one time, he was doing scriptures that he had memorized and put a bed of music behind them. And I just thoroughly enjoyed what Dan did back in the day, you know, 20, 30 years ago. And I don't have any of those recordings now that I know of, but they were really neat, the way he added piano and strings and things. And then he spoke the word, and I think it was all from memory. I remember specifically him doing the book of Philippians in the New Testament. Really enjoyed that. And so this is what do they say? When you copy someone, is the best form of flattery or whatever. I'm copying what Dan did, but I'm doing it different. I'm doing it my way and doing, you know, the keyboard the way I want to and different sounds. And picking different scriptures that I want to do. So I've started last week doing the Psalmist Speaks again. And I think I've got two in the books already. And today is going to be Psalm 24. I've already done 23 and 27. Now this will be 24 later on this weekend. Maybe I'll give you 25. And it's just been fun to try to speak the scripture to you and then put something behind it creative. Now what... For the creative people that are interested in this, I'll give you this little hint. Most of what I'm doing is on the fly. I'm doing it. I'm creating it on the fly. And then I might go back and edit what I've done. And so what you're going to hear today on Psalm 24, I'm playing the keyboard at least three times, maybe four. I can't remember, three or four times. And three times. And then I'm doing the voice and sharing with you that way. So I was able to cut the voice and spread it out. In this psalm, if you'll read, go to my webpage, chucksfavoritethings.com, you'll see the words and you can follow along the words. And in the scripture, there's a word in the psalms that says Selah or Selah, however you want to say it. A lot of people say Selah. And what that means, as far as we can know, what I learned in Bible college, is Selah is a pause. When you get to that point in the scripture, you're supposed to pause and think about what you just said. And so that's the purpose of that word. It's in this psalm twice. And so if you'll notice, I do pause in the middle of the psalm and also pause at the end. So for your listening pleasure, today is the Psalmist Speaks Again, Psalm 24. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. I hope you enjoyed that rendition of Psalm 24. I had a whole lot of fun playing it and speaking the scriptures to you. Might give you, be a little reminiscent of the music from the movie Chariots of Fire. Not trying to copy Vangelis or whatever his name was. Not trying to copy him exactly. Just trying to add my own emphasis on playing a C major chord or a C major octave, and then playing variations around that. So I was able to go in and out of different keys, if you notice that, but just had a lot of fun playing the keyboard. Like I said, on the fly. It's a creative process where a lot of it I'm doing it live as I record it. So until tomorrow, this is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Today has been Psalm 24. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.